Hallelujah. You know, that word amazing, I asked Britt one day if we could make it illegal to use that word in our staff meeting. Because everything's amazing these days. That's amazing to say that. But God's love really is amazing, isn't it? Praise God. Amen. That taking the place of the word awesome. But I did always like singing about an awesome God. Next Saturday, where are they? Are they here? Where are they? Oh, they're at Revival Ridge. Bryce and Brooke are being married next Saturday. One o'clock. And everyone's at 2 o'clock, Mom says. I never saw Sister Lori move so fast in all my life. 2 o'clock here at Calvary Gospel Church, and everyone is invited. There will be a lunch afterwards. And now what? Is there something else? A dessert reception. It is here, though, right? Okay. Praise God. And don't come for the dessert if you don't come for the wedding. So. That wasn't from Lori. That was from me. Open your Bibles, please, to Revelation 2, verse 7. Praise God. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Praise God. I'd like to speak this evening on listen to Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, which endure forever and are new every morning. We pray tonight that you would reveal that to someone who perhaps before tonight never understood what that meant. Pour out your Spirit on this meeting, upon me, your servant, upon all of us, so we can hear what the Spirit has to say to this church tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. He that hath an ear to hear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Praise God. It's possible to be in a room and hear the sound of another person's voice and not really hear what they're saying. It's possible to be in another room and hear the sound of another person's voice and not know what they're saying. What this scripture says is when you're in the presence of the Holy Spirit, God would like for us to hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. This is such a broad concept, and it's such a personal concept. The Holy Ghost ministers to the church as a whole, but he also ministers to every individual in the church. In this case, this is part of the seven letters of the book of Revelation, and what John is writing here is about God speaking to the church in general and to to seven different churches about what's going on there. But the implication and the message is that this word in the book of Revelation wasn't just for those people at that time and that place, but it was for the church. Forever the church. They're the church today. Let the Spirit hear what the Lord, let the church hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Praise God. I believe that God's Holy Spirit speaks to our organization. The United Pentecostal Church International, I was just at General Conference, and we had a district conference every year. This Friday and Saturday is the district Spanish conference in Milwaukee. And I believe that sometimes we overlook the main purpose for these kind of meetings. We think of it as an organizational thing. Or we think of it as a time just to get together and experience a larger group of people worshiping God. But in fact, it's God's plan for us to get together in meetings like that because there are some things that he wants to say to the whole church. Amen. And then we have regular services on a regular basis on the local level. And I believe without a question, without a doubt in my mind that God speaks to the local church. And then, of course, to individuals. Just this afternoon, Brother Jesus, who's here, Brother Jesus Carbonell, while I was at conference, he took care of our home friendship group. And the topic he chose was the importance of the house of God. And he said, and then I came to church on Sunday night, and you were preaching, and you preached homecoming. And he said, the thing that you preached was just followed directly from what I taught on Thursday night at our home fellowship group. Praise God. How many times have you come to church on Sunday morning and got part one from one preacher, and then Sunday night you got part two from another preacher, and they had no idea what the other one was going to preach about? The Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. The Spirit is speaking to the church. Amen. Hebrews 10:23-25 says this: Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. It's not just an organizational thing. It's not just a way for the church to extract money from your wallet. God wants to talk to the church. Hearing the word of the Lord, receiving exhortation from the man of God, these are necessary parts of a growing Christian life. It's necessary if you're going to succeed to gather together, to not forsake the gathering together. It's Bible. Amen. You know, there used to be a saying, a promotion for something I don't believe is a good idea, but it was still a catchy slogan, said, you can't win if you don't get in. Some of you laughed because you know it was about the lottery. You can't win if you don't get in. Well, you can't hear if you're not there. Amen. I know, I've heard about the interweb. I know it's there. I know you can get any church service you want anywhere in the world, anytime you want. But it's a little different when you gather together with God's people in one place and you feel the presence of God together and you share your worship one with another and you respond to the presence of God in that place. It's designed to work that way. There's something more personal, more direct when you're in the house of God, feeling his presence, hearing his word. God is speaking to the church. He is here in this place tonight. God is speaking in church. It's a little different. Praise God. You have to be in church to experience it. And God is speaking through the church. One thing I have said many times, and maybe you've heard me say it before, is that God is always speaking. Somehow we think that you know, because we heard God talk to us, that, you know, up until that time he was quiet. And he was just waiting for the opportunity to get my attention, when in fact he probably tried to get the point across to me 100 times before, and I finally paid attention long enough to hear it. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He that hath ears, let him be there to hear. Amen. You may be a guest here tonight. Maybe the first time you've ever been in a Pentecostal service. Maybe the 1,000th time you've been in a Pentecostal service. The Bible says that God knows our need before we pray. He knows our need before we pray. He's waiting for us to come to him in faith and express our need. Because then he can do what he wants to do. Praise God. Not only that, he's not just waiting to do things for us. He's waiting to speak to us as well. It's easy for me to stand in front of a group this size, and I could name a number of situations, and I could probably hit the nail on the head for a certain number of people in this auditorium. I could name this situation or that situation and say, God wants to help you. And probably every one of those things that I would say would be true for someone in this room. But I wouldn't know who it was. But God knows your need before you come into the house. That's why you're here tonight. Because God knows your need. And even if I don't say what your need is, even if I don't have the exact description of your situation, I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is here and he is already speaking to your need. Matthew 13:13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear, and you shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Praise God. Jesus was talking about the most religious people on the planet. He was talking about the Jewish people, especially the Jewish leaders, and he was saying that God is here in the flesh speaking to them, and they're not hearing me. You see, you may feel like you're in the middle of all these church people and they get it, but in fact, it's probably sometimes easier for people who aren't used to Pentecostal methods and means to hear what God is saying, because he's talking to your heart. Praise God. I Brother Thomas asked me if I'm ready, and I said, I don't know if I'm ready, but I sure feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like somehow God wants to assure you, to let you know that you're not here by accident tonight, that he knows you have a need, and he would speak into your life if only you would open the door, if only you would open the window, if you would open your heart, the Holy Ghost, the mighty God, will speak into your life and change it forever. Praise God. Whether you're a church person or not, whether you've been filled with the Holy Ghost or not, God is here right now speaking to our hearts. He that hath the ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus said they're dull of hearing. Not void of hearing. Dull. This happens in our home a lot. I have some hearing issues. And I give this response. I hear you, but I don't know what you're saying. And everybody over 50 said, amen. Oh, you young people, you don't understand. I blame it on these things and those things. Might be just genetic, though. Not void of hearing, you just don't understand what's being said. There's a lot of people that recognize that God is real, but they can't quite understand what the Word is saying to them. Can't quite understand what's going on in church sometimes. Hearing is a matter of receiving the sound and the signal and the information. Listening is being attentive in your hearing. Husbands, if you will be attentive to the Holy Spirit, He will speak to your heart. He will speak to your life. He will speak to your needs tonight. Praise God. Can someone say amen to that? Praise God. How many here tonight have a need in your life? I just was so excited when Sister Fiona said that. It confirmed for me that I was on the right track, that God cares about the little details. Listen, whatever it is you're struggling with, He already knows. And what He needs is for us to act in faith, believing that He cares enough to do something about it. I don't have to convince God that I have a need, because He already knows it. I just need to convince myself that He cares enough. That's faith, to believe that He cares enough to help me, to meet my need. And the way I do that, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If I read the Word, it gives me these promises that God cares about my needs and that He will hear me when I cry. Sometimes we don't hear because there's a language barrier. I'm the pastor of Voces Unidas, the bilingual Spanish and English church. And people often ask me, are you fluent? What does that mean to you, fluent? What do you say, Jesus? He doesn't have any choice. He has to say yes. Praise God. My answer is this. I can communicate with anybody who wants to communicate. Praise God. I understand most people who speak Spanish, and most of them understand me. But if someone who's a native speaker wants to speak so that I don't understand, they can do it. Some people have a language issue. Even when they come to church, I listen to public radio in the morning on the way to church a lot of times on Sunday morning, and they have a Way with Words is one of the programs they have on, and I love that program. I listen to it all the time. I like language. I like the English language. I like the Spanish language. I like to compare across languages, French and Spanish, and to see how the words are alike. And I think it's really cool to understand. Do you know, though, that English is a really... There's like 10 different brands of English being spoken here in the United States. And you listen to that program on Sunday morning, and some of the things that come up with, I'd never heard of that. Would people actually say that? And then they explain the origin of it and what it really means. And sometimes people call up about figures of speech that I know exactly what it means, and they think it means something totally different. And I think, how could you ever believe that? Oh, there's a couple of things that people say every day, and they apply to themselves. And my wife and I have this conversation on a regular. She knows what I'm thinking of. There's one thing that people say. They use it like a badge of honor, and they describe themselves in that term. And I said, do you think they really know what that means? And then I explained what it really means. She said, that's what it means. Everyday words. But here we are in a Pentecostal church. And I want to tell you that if you've never been around Pentecostals and you start using words like holiness, when I first came into the church, holiness meant like the statues in front of the building when I went to church. That was holy. Praise the Lord. That means high, in case you didn't know that. And Pentecostal. There's a lot of people, they don't even know what that means. What? Pentecostal. And then you say, like the day of Pentecost, and they say, but what? Because it's for us, it's everyday language. We know what it means. It's a language barrier. I'm going to go down to campus and witness to somebody who's never seen a Bible, never read a Bible, doesn't know anything about the day of Pentecost, and I'm going to say, I'm a Pentecostal. Is it catchy? Apostolic. That's a really good one. And when you say speaking in tongues, you can just see their eyes rolling around in their head. How else do you speak? People come to church because they want to fix their marriage. They want to find a job. They want to find a friendly place where someone's going to show them the love of God. They need us to speak in everyday language. Everyday words. There are some people, when you say love, it has a whole different meaning for them than what it does for you or me. A simple word. There's a language barrier sometimes. Forgiveness. Some people have never known an ounce of forgiveness in their entire life. And this world does not know what sin is anymore. We do this thing in the Pentecostal church, and at the end of the speaking, this is called preaching, at the end of the speaking, we say, come to the altar and pray. Where is the altar? The church I grew up in, the altar was a thing that was like right in the middle. And the preacher stood behind it and did some mysterious things there for everyone to see. That was the altar. And there was no way we were allowed to go up to the altar. So when we say come to the altar, just because we're going to do this later on and we want everyone to know what we're talking about. This whole area right down here in front, that's the altar. And this, when we're done, when I finally run out of things to say, we're going to invite you to come up here and talk to Jesus. Because he's, even though I'm up here, he's trying to talk to each one of us here tonight. And he wants you to know he cares about your needs. He cares about the things that hurt you. The things you're afraid of, the things you're worried about. And he will talk back to you, but you must listen to his voice as he speaks to you tonight. And this is where we come to pray at the end of the service. this side, we believe that Jesus heals, and we ask people to come down here who want to be healed. Now, we believe it. We use oil just a little bit. You can wipe it off when we're done. And if you have a need that you just can't, you're struggling with something, come right down front here. And then on this side, this is where we do the miraculous. Well, it's all miraculous, but this is where we get the opportunity to repent from your sins and commit to be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's God's Holy Spirit filling you up. Praise God. Changing your life forever. Not just this life, but for eternity. That's a little altar lexicon for you that are not Pentecostal or apostolic. And feel free to speak in tongues anytime you want. Praise God. Sometimes it's a language issue that prevents us from hearing other people, from hearing God even. Because we speak a different language than what the Word of God speaks. We don't understand what forgiveness really is. We don't understand how a God that of the universe would actually forgive me of my sins when in my whole life, not one person I've ever known has forgiven me for anything. But Jesus Christ will forgive you of all of your sin. Praise God. But sometimes it's an issue with the range of hearing. Brother Thomas, I said, no. The human range is commonly given as 20 to 20,000 hertz. Not that hertz, H-E-R-T-Z. Though there is a considerable variation between individuals, especially at high frequencies, and a gradual loss of sensitivity to higher frequencies with age is considered normal. All right, so we're normal, those of us who are having trouble. Cats have excellent hearing and can detect an extremely broad range of frequencies, which is the range of about 11 and a half octaves. One octave higher than dogs. And 1.6 octaves higher than humans. They can hear higher pitched sounds than either dogs or humans. You know that about cats? That they hear better than dogs? But which one answers when you say, come, you want a treat? That's on one end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum is extremely low frequency. It's even to the point of electromagnetic radiation. Extremely low-frequency communication is what, at one point, the United States Navy used to communicate with its ships at sea. And the two extreme low-frequency communication sites, one was in northern Wisconsin and one was in Michigan. And the sound wave is so long that they have to have a extra long antenna in order to generate the sound wave so that it can be sent out. So they needed these big spots out in the middle of the country, and the sound is such a long, slow sound wave that it can actually travel through the earth. And it transmits through the sea where no other frequency can transmit. That's on the other end. So on one end, we have the submarines that are communicating with the base, and the other end is the cats. Now, some of us are experiencing hearing loss on both sides, both ends of that range of hearing. And some of us are just acting like cats. Sometimes we hear people talking, but we just don't hear what they're saying. Amen. They're using a language we don't understand. Or they're speaking at a frequency or a distance that is just out of range. Praise God. That can be a real problem when it's someone in your family. And the husband's speaking one language and the wife is speaking another, and they both think they got their message across. or children and parents. They're talking in a language we don't understand or in a range we can't perceive. Maybe they're sending nonverbal messages that we aren't picking up. Maybe they're being just unusually quiet. That's a message in itself, by the way. Anyone ever say to you, if you loved me, you'd know what I meant? You're already in trouble at that point. That means you aren't picking up the signal they're sending. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Praise God. It's possible, entirely possible, that God has been speaking to you and you have not recognized it, that you have not heard, that he has worked in your life, that he has touched you in a way that you don't even recognize. And you're here tonight and he wants you to open up your spiritual ears and listen, because he's got exceeding great and precious promises for you. He wants to make a change in your life that will change your all eternity. Praise God. He cares for you. 1 Corinthians 14:7. See, have you ever come into a room and turned on the radio, then gone over and got comfortable in your chair, and you settle down, and suddenly you realize that radio is really loud? It didn't sound that loud at first, but you settled down. You stop moving around, and now that it's loud because there's no other distract. Ever come off the interstate with your radio on? You pull off on the ramp, and it's like, whoa! Because you couldn't hear it before. It's the same volume. There's just less noise. Praise God. There's less spiritual noise in this place tonight. You can believe that Jesus Christ is here and that he wants to meet your need. Praise God. That prayer you prayed, he heard you. That tear you shed, he saw that. He knows your need. That's why you're here. He's listening, and now he's speaking to you. He's making promise. I don't know your situation, but the God of the universe, the creator of everyone in this place, he knows what you need. And if you will listen to his voice, if you will listen to his spirit, if you will listen to his word, he wants to do a work in your life. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you new life. Praise God. Same volume, less noise. Here we are tonight in this wonderful building, feeling the presence of God. But there's more going on here than meets the eye. There's more speaking going on than what I can put into a microphone, because the God of the universe is speaking to every one of us individually while he speaks to the church. 1 Corinthians 14:7, and even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds. How shall it be known what is piped or harp? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, I've heard some uncertain trumpet sounds in my life, who shall prepare himself to the battle? It has to have meaning for you. So likewise, ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, if may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Many of us have been hearing the same voices for a long time now. Maybe you've been listening to the voice that says, do whatever you can to get ahead, no matter what it costs in terms of family or relationships. There's another voice in this place here tonight. Maybe you've been listening to the voice that says that the one who dies with the most toys wins. They still die. Maybe you've been listening to the voice that says, if you have the right social or political beliefs, then your life will be worthy of righteousness. The Bible calls that self-righteousness. Maybe you're listening to the gospel that says it's okay to live however you want. Jesus loves you anyway. There's a different voice in this place tonight. It's the voice of God's Word. It's His Holy Spirit. And He wants to minister to your need. Praise God. How many believe that? Maybe you've been listening to the voice of condemnation and judgment. Maybe it's coming from inside you. Or maybe it's coming from somebody else. It says you're not worth anything. It says you might as well waste your life, or worse, just give up. There's another voice in this house tonight. It's the voice of Jesus Christ, and he wants you to know. He's saying, I went to the cross and gave my life for your life. Your life is so valuable to him that he allowed himself to be crucified for your sake and for mine. Praise God. That's the voice I want to listen to. That's the voice I want you to hear tonight. Jesus died on the cross for you. He shed his blood for your sins. He poured out his spirit so you could be filled. Praise God. I want to hear the voice of hope and new life. Praise God. We can hear the promises of God for eternal life in this place. And one day we can hear the voices of angels singing in heaven, and we get to sing along. If only you will listen to the voice of God. We need to get on his wavelength. We need to tune into God right now. Praise God. Lift up your hand. Put up your spiritual antenna and see if you can feel the presence of God in this place. And let his spirit speak to you in your heart of hearts, knowing that he cares for you. Praise God. Lift up your voice. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I need you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can hear my words. But there's some things happening here that are not identifiable to you. Because if you've been traveling at interstate speed, God's going to slow you down for just a second and get your attention. Maybe you've been traveling at internet speed and you just need to disconnect for a little while and let Jesus talk to your heart. Praise God. Maybe you just need to be away from the noise of work. God's presence is here. The Holy Ghost is here, and he operates on a different wavelength than WIBA or WTSO or any of the television stations around. All those other messages that you might have heard this week from parents or coworkers or anyone else, they don't mean anything if they don't agree with the voice of God that's speaking to your heart right now. We have all experienced the presence of God in this house. Praise God. I felt the Holy Ghost here when we were worshiping. God has touched me. God has ministered to me already here tonight. And what happens when we allow ourselves to respond to God's presence is he broadens our range of hearing. We can hear and understand things from the Holy Spirit that we never would have even had an idea about before we came into church. If you will listen, God is speaking to your need right now. He wants you to know that he loves you. I said he wants you to know that he loves you. He doesn't love sin. So at some point he's going to call you to separate yourself from the sin in your life. But he loves you enough to die to cover that sin with his blood. He wants you to know that if you're here tonight, and he wants to share his love with you. He's always talking to us. He's always trying to help us. He's always given us the opportunity to overcome sin. He's always trying to help us get our hearts right, our minds right, our lives right. The Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God is always talking to us. We just aren't always hearing him. Jesus cares about you. I said, Jesus cares about you. If 100 people told you this week that they did not care about you, Jesus cares about you more than anyone on this planet. Let's stand. Well, praise God. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. Praise God. That's the word of the Lord. Are you carrying a burden tonight? Are you weighed down by a struggle with addiction or bitterness or anger or pornography or whatever it is that you're struggling with. Maybe there's a relationship issue. Whatever it is, praise God, He will give you rest. Can you hear Him speaking? Come unto Me. His Word says that if you cast all of your cares on Him, He cares for you. Praise God. I want the musicians to play. Praise God. Now's the time I was talking about. This is the altar. If you need healing, it doesn't matter if you've asked for healing 100 times, 1,000 times, or you're so embarrassed about needing healing you never told anyone and never asked. Jesus cares about your need. If you need healing, we want you to come down and pray. We'll help you pray. It's nothing magic in what we do. It's faith that comes from the presence of God. There's a word of faith that God wants to speak into your life that so that you can receive healing. You can believe for healing. Praise God. That's what Jesus wants to do for you. If you have an issue in your life you're struggling with, you don't know how to, maybe it's the same thing you've been dealing with over and over again for years. Praise God. Come right down here in the front, right in the middle. God wants to make a change in your life. Praise God, and God can make a change for all eternity. He can change things once and for all. He has that power if you will let Him. Praise God. And if you have never, ever been baptized in Jesus' name, if you have never been filled with the Holy Spirit, praise God, Jesus wants to do that. He's been talking to you about it. Your heart is...